I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW. The city of Calvert is celebrating their 150th anniversary this Saturday. We spoke with co-chair Brenda Vandewall to see just what's in store for a Texas celebration fit for a queen.
Well, the theme dates back to the roots of Calvert in 1868 during the Victorian era. And we have 40 blocks on the National Registry, which many of those are Victorian architecture. We have a great assortment of architectural homes. It's absolutely beautiful, and also in our commercial district. And so because it's known for its Victorian teas and galas, it was just fitting that the Queen Victoria era, or fit for a queen, is the theme for this event to celebrate 150 years.
So, Brenda, what events do y'all have planned for this celebration?
Well, we have lots of events. Beginning at 9 o'clock is the welcome and opening ceremony, and we will have state and local dignitaries. We're expecting Wilson at 10. At 11 o'clock, we have the Victoria's Choice Award. 5K fun run walk, and do the 5K walk. Run, or if you just want to be social, you can pick up a passport and visit the Main Street businesses, and also a chance to win a $100 shopping gift certificate. All day featured event demonstrators, and so some of those, we have the Texas Ladies Aside equestrian team, we have a turn of the century printing press, and he will actually be demonstrating that printing press. It's from the early 1800s, and he's actually the printing a logo of the Calvert 150 on a wood token to give away. The Victorian Fencing Society, as I demonstrated here, from 11 to 2. And we actually have a quilt show demonstrator that will be showing how they quilted back in the day. We have a Victorian tea, so you can taste the Victorian life. 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. we have two seatings. Beautiful three-story home, historic home that will be open for that. We have from 10 to 5 historic exhibits, and those are in various locations. We have at the Larry C. Morris Building Law Firm, there will actually be historic displays, photographs, and books as well. You can do a business district walking tour. There's 14 historic plaques. At 602 Main, we have cemetery markers and family searches. So if you want to do a genealogy search, you can do that. And then we also have self-guided historic tour book, which are the 40 blocks that are on the National Registry. So if you just want to drive around and look at those homes, you can. And then we also do have some houses and churches and buildings that are open. And those times vary from 9 to 5. We have 9 buildings that are on there. We have churches, as well as the 1880s farmhouse and a Queen Anne cottage. And the Katie Hammond Stricker Library is also open to tour. The most exciting thing that we have that's just received so much attention is the Joseph A. Foster House, and it's at 307 East Texas, and it's open from 10 to 5. This house is undergoing $1.5 million in renovation and restoration historically to preserve its architecture from when it was built. And it is a work in progress, so it is a rare glimpse to be able to go into a house and see firsthand what it takes to actually renovate one of these homes. The Main Street businesses are all open from 9 to 5. We have shopping and eateries. We have great fine artisans and arts and crafts. Those are in various blocks, in the 8 blocks of Main Street. As well, we have food trucks. And the food trucks will actually be here from 9 to 10. We're excited that the Texas 2017 food truck champion that won for best menu, Nosh Box, will be here. And we also have more food trucks and vendors in our trade day field lot. There is an old English hall and garden, so it is right by the food trucks. There will be all kinds of beverages, beer, wine, margaritas, and pina coladas, so you can get your food from the food truck and go into the Old English Hall and Gardens and sit down and eat and grab something to drink. And then at 4 o'clock, we have our evening concert. We have Southern Groove from 4 to 6. We have Royal Velveteen from 6:30 to 8:30. And then following approximately about 8:45, 9 o'clock, we'll have our big, huge fireworks celebration and finale.
Okay, so a full packed day. There is going to be plenty to do for everyone and of all ages. I'm assuming this is a family friendly event.
Absolutely, yes.
And Brenda, you know, a lot of times, you know, people hear the name, the town, Calvert, and they think, okay, small town, I really shouldn't speed through. So what what is your, you know, kind of your sales pitch, so to say? Why should people from all of, you know, all over, from the surrounding areas, come and help celebrate with Calvert for this 150th anniversary?
To me, more than anything, is it's deep historic roots and heritage that are still seen today in the architectural of the Victorian era. So it's just really a step back in time. One of the things that I always say about Calvert, it really looks like you could throw dirt down Main Street, which is Highway 6, and you feel like you were possibly still in the Old West. Many of the commercial buildings still have the facades that date back. They weren't updated or renovated in the 60s. So it just has this just wonderful, beautiful feel of back in time. And to see so many homes that are still standing that are 150 years old or older, all in one place, and again, 40 blocks from the National Registry, it's just a beautiful, wonderful place to experience history and the culture of the Victorian era.
And Brenda, real quick, explain what you mean when you say the 40, is it blocks that are on the National Registry?
That's exactly right. So there's lots of individual buildings and homes that have Texas Historical Commission markers, and some have national markers, but there's also been 40 blocks that have been designated as a historic place on the National Registry.
Okay. Now, you listed a ton of things that are going to be happening on Saturday. Do people need to purchase tickets in advance to anything?
There are many free events. The only events that require an admission, the T. So okay. There's 11 o'clock and a 3 o'clock. And so there is to purchase a ticket to attend the tea, as well as the Victorian Hat 5K run, walk, and social. So both of those.
Okay.
As well, we will have a Victorian carriage taking rides, which is just a gorgeous carriage. And those are $5 a person. And other than that, everything else is free.
Okay, great. Now, if someone wants more information or to purchase those tickets ahead of time, where can they go online?
It is calverttx.us.
Okay, Brenda, is there anything else you would like to add about this event? Well, I've been saying Saturday, but let's clarify. It is Saturday, April 21st, and you mentioned the time. Go ahead and repeat that for me.
Yes, it is Saturday, April 21st. From 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay. And I mean, I'm assuming if you just kind of go towards Calvert right there on the main street, you're going to see where everything is?
Absolutely. It's the 8 blocks on Main Street, and then it spills over to Railroad Street, which is one within that one block. So it's all right there, all in one area. Can't miss it when you drive through Calvert.
Okay. Brenda, anything else you would like to add today?
There is one other thing that I failed to mention.
Sure.
The Aloi Theater will be open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and they are showing classic black and white photos starring John Wayne all day. So pretty much almost on the hour. That schedule is also on the website as well as the Facebook page. So another thing to do with your family for free is to go watch an old black and white movie in the Aloi Theater.
Thanks again to Brenda VandeWall for visiting with us today about Calvert's 150th anniversary. To see a full list of events and activities, go online to calverttx.us. I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW.